Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Paul Enos and I talk with Tim Dyer of Nevada Copper Corporation. Big things happening in Urington. We'll talk about it. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Howard Rosenberg, and Eric Herzig. All coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Tim Dyer. He is the Vice President of Environment and External Relations for Nevada Copper Corporation. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Thank you, Sam. Great to be back.
Urington, you know, it seems to be the center of economic activity in the Silver State now between the Tesla project, Pumpkin Hollow getting through the House at this point in time. You know, what are your thoughts on where it goes with the Senate? The mayor was very optimistic, Mayor Deeney, when he was on the program last week.
Well, I'm as optimistic as Mayor Deeney and as the entire community of Urington. We've spent, 4 years building a consensus proposal, and it is now very much a consensus compared to the 112th Congress, where the Senate bill and the House bill did not match in November, and that's a scary proposition when they have to negotiate. The two bills in the Senate and the House now are matched up. They're exactly the same bill as far as the Urington component. Any other components, Senator Heller and Senator Reid, you know, there's six other elements to that bill now, the Northern Nevada bill, and they've been passed through committee in the Senate as well.
And let's talk about some of those, because that seemed to be holding up Pumpkin Hollow for a long time, was the wilderness components. There's people in the House, Congressman Rob Bishop, who said no wilderness. So how instrumental was our Nevada delegation in getting that negotiated to move Pumpkin Hollow forward? Oh.
Just the extraordinary effort by Congressman Amade, and then Congressman Horsford came in behind when they redistrict, and Urington ended up in his district, which was like, okay, we have a northern Las Vegas guy, and he has been extremely attentive to the needs of Urington. He comes there often. He comes, talks to us often. But the way I characterize it, Paul, is that Congressman Amade was Frank Gore. He started at the one-yard line, and he's bloody and bruised, and he's got it down the field. And now we've got Vernon Davis, which is Congressman Horsford, doing some neat moves to get it through the House, and they succeeded. Nobody would have predicted that they would have gotten a wilderness bill in Nevada through the United States House, which hadn't passed a wilderness bill in 5 years. So the real deal there is Congressman Bishop has adopted a mantra that says, let's get economic paired up with environmental or conservation, and then there's something for everybody. And indeed, he's trying to do that in Utah with oil and gas development. We'll give you some wilderness, but you better let us develop oil and gas. So we're kind of the pioneer in that concept.
What was the ratio? How much land did you need for Nevada copper, and what were some of the other areas, the number of acres for the wilderness?
The number one, the amount of land we need is about 4,000 acres. The land transfer itself is 10,000, but it was designed specifically to have excess lands so Yerington had a place to do other stuff. And so it's really was built to be much more than a mine. You know, it was going to allow them to do many other things and tear off $80 million worth of infrastructure that the mine's going to build. And my assertion is, we're the ones that build all the foundation for economic development. Why not get other activities around that? So so I always say a lot of the real economic foundation for a lot of economies started with mining, including Virginia City started San Francisco, and mining started Tesla. And I'll tell you why, because there was 103,000 acres in the 80s out near where Tesla was, and my company had a mine there. And we approached the company that owned it and said, hey, would you sell that land? So we were the ones that bought the land.
This and was Azemera Ranch?
Yeah, this was Azemera Minerals back in the late 80s. And I said to my boss, I said, this isn't going to be a mine. This is going to be a big deal someday. So I was right about that. So well, it all started with mining, Paul.
I love it.
And you know, you're absolutely right, because we were talking about this 30 years ago, that this was a great place for industrial development that was away from the city.
Yes.
But at the same time, close enough to take advantage of 80 and railroads, et cetera. And Roger Norman and Lance Gilman, some of the proud sponsors here,
yeah, just
were the people that
they've done an incredible job and just really, really wonderful. They took a basic thing and really created it.
So okay, the mine is now in Yerington city limits, right?
It will be. Once the land is transferred, the city will be allowed to annex the mine.
So does that help with permitting? Does that help streamline what you need to do as a company?
Absolutely. Once the land goes into private ownership or city ownership, there's no federal requirement for permits because you're not trying to do something on federal land. But that's not the primary motivation. The primary motivation was a city approached us and said, we'd like to annex Pumpkin Hollow because otherwise we get no property taxes or no net proceeds. And I said, whoa, I'm not sure the county's going to like that. So we spent 2 years before the bill was introduced making sure everybody understood what we were trying to do. And the county said, well, of course, it just gives Yerington a piece of the same pie. And they're going to get all the impacts of growth and housing and schools, so why wouldn't they get a piece of the pie? Right. So the real motivation was that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tim Dyer when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tim Dyer, Vice President of Environment and External Relations, the Nevada Copper Company, centered in Yerington. So here's the question, which is that it was going to be years before the road between 80 and 50 was going to be complete. Now it's on track to be done in within 2 years. And so you're going to see a tremendous boost for Yerington coming from that road, along with the development of potentially 800 to 1,000 jobs in Yerington, just from what you guys are doing and what the city is doing. Are you ready for this kind of growth, and especially with the recession where Lyon County was in so much trouble?
Well, I think that's a good problem to have, is to say, okay, now we got to start dealing with growth instead of how do we back off. But when I first got to Yerington, I approached the county and the city and I said, are we going to have enough housing? Well, they had several thousand, I think, proposed housing developments on the books, and they just went dormant. So both the city and county are saying many of these were in advanced stages of planning. So I think you're going to start seeing more resurrection of those proposals to build houses. I think the city itself had somewhere between like a 500 proposed new houses during the boom. And, you know, of course, they never happened. So now that I wonder if there's any builders out there that want to build houses, because they're going to have to start building houses again. And I think that's a good thing.
What about water?
Water, we've got an extraordinary situation for ourselves, because we actually will be a city water customer. And I don't think there's another mine in Nevada or even in the world that has city water. And the way we structured it with the city is we're a water customer. So they keep their water rights. So when we get all done with mining, they still own their water rights. But they had sufficient water rights that were not being utilized that they really want to put to use. And, you know, so it was a win-win there as well, because the city said, we've got all these excess water rights that we're not using, and we got to make sure we start using them. The state is now saying, if you own water rights, you better start using them. So it's a wonderful situation
for us. And they're saying that because?
They're saying,
If you've got water rights, you got to use them.
Well, because of the strain on water resources throughout the state. I've said often in Yerington, I think it applies to Nevada, you got three primary issues: water, water, and water. I mean, we're in a desert. So we've done some extraordinary things to try to conserve water. We've reduced our water consumption in our proposal by 65% compared to a regular standard mine. So we've had to do things to reduce our consumption and then try to fit ourselves into the water balance in Mason Valley. So one of the other things is it's the number one agricultural producer in the state, Mason Valley. So everybody says, aren't you fighting with the farmers? And no, we get along with the farmers because we're not tapping into their water supply. And our activities are up on the side of the mountain, and we're outside of that Walker Basin aquifer, so we're not going to adversely affect their water. And our water consumption is puny. It's 3,500 acre feet a year, and the agricultural uses in the valley are probably 60, 70, 80,000 acre feet a year.
Tim, what does a mine look like? Is it open pit? Is it underground?
All of the above. We developed a strategy 5 years ago to develop the underground mine first, which in some senses in the mining industry is backward, because they like to see the lower cost, bigger tonnage open pit. But we had a underground project that we could fit completely on private land. So indeed, we took that course, and we were able to get all our state permits in a matter of 6 months for the underground mine. And we're building a mine. We're down 1,300 feet in our shaft, and that we could fit the Empire State Building, not height-wise. It's 1,250, the Empire State Building. So we're deeper than the Empire State Building right now in our shaft, and we're going to 2,000 feet. So at the same time that we're running our lands bill, we're not waiting for Congress. We're building a mine. We're going forward. the Landsbill is the big prize because it goes from 6,500 tons to 70,000 tons. So the big project, which involves federal land right now, is 10 times as big. So I say, what's better, 300 million or a billion? It's the little cell phone commercial, and the little kids will say, it's a billion, you know. So really, that's the big prize for us, for the city, and really for us in the marketplace of raising money in the mining investment markets. They like the big project.
So
they
what does want this look the big like project. 5 years down the road, how many employees would you anticipate being?
Well, with both the underground and the open and the pit, open actually, pit. There's a lot of different numbers going out there, and I emphasize to people it's additional 1,000 jobs with the open pit. So our total workforce will be around 1,400 people. And then the ancillary, you know, the indirect, just like the Tesla deal, you're going to get the multiplier the Nevada Mining Association uses now is 2.4. So you're talking about 3,000 jobs at least that are created by this rock in the ground.
Yerington's going to be like L.A.
No.
You're going to see traffic. There'll be cars lined up three deep at the traffic lights.
That'll be our biggest controversy, Sam. It'll be the first stoplight in Yerington. And, man, that's going to be a heavy lift for us.
I hear you. Okay, we got about 45 seconds left. You got a lot of ore on the table.
Yeah, I brought some of our ore samples. And actually, you should hold this one, Sam. What do you think of that? That particular sample is in iron. And the project was discovered because of iron. But we subsequently decided there was a lot of the gold stuff in there is chalcopyrite. That's the copper mineral. So this is the copper mineral too. So we've got, it was discovered by iron, but now it's a copper project. 5 billion pounds of copper, which is Anaconda in the whole life of the mine mined about 2 billion pounds. So we've got 2.5 times more copper than was ever mined in Yerington. So it's a big project.
So I think all of us are pulling for you in the lame duck to get this thing done. And now, thanks to our congressional delegation for the exceptional work of working together and proving that you can get bipartisanship.
They should be a model for bipartisan cooperation.
Right. Getting something done in D.C.
When it gets done, come back, will you?
I will.
All right. Thank you,
Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising. From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
News 4 brings you action-packed high school football highlights from across northern Nevada. The hardest hits, the fastest runs, the longest bombs. Friday Night Lights, presented by Dolan Auto Group. Fridays during the 11 o'clock news, only on News 4.
Republican AG hopeful Adam Laxalt was described by his former law firm's evaluation committee as a, quote, train wreck.
Adam Laxalt's own firm called him a train wreck, saying he lacks basic legal skills. He's never even prosecuted a case in Nevada. But Ross Miller has. As a prosecutor, Miller cracked down on fraud and put violent offenders behind bars. That's why Nevada police and prosecutors are supporting him for attorney general. Ross Miller. Experience counts.
If you're injured in an accident and looking for a lawyer, don't you want someone who's going to prepare your case as if it's going to trial?
Go lightly in Nevada. 222-3333.
Right now is a perfect time to meet with one of our designers and plan for the holidays during our fall home sale. Come see what's new. Not only will you find our top lines on sale, many have factory-authorized discounts that make the savings the best prices of the year. Enjoy complimentary design and America's finest furniture on sale. Drexel, Stickley, Thomasville, and more. All ready to be custom-made just the way you want it.
And it's like furniture.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Howard Rosenberg is here, your UNR professor of art and art education. Mary Lau, is president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Eric Herzig is professor of political science at UNR. Pleasure to have you all here. Mary, I'll start with you. And this gay marriage non-ruling by the Supreme Court is changing everything, including right here in Nevada. Your thoughts? And as we tape this, there is a stay that's in place because of Idaho from the Supreme Court. But the likelihood is that that's just going to move forward.
So. Yeah, I think it's appropriate. I didn't expect the Supreme Court to take it up. Neither did the governor or Catherine, our attorney general. And because it's a states' rights issue, nobody has nationalized an opinion on marriage and stuff. And it was an inappropriate ruling to begin with, which is my opinion. I mean, it was a court ruling. But the stay is, you still have the legal process. It gives the time for the appellates to file another brief, which is part of the process and gives Idaho time to catch up. Nevada was prepared to issue licenses immediately.
Yes, and it was interesting to note that non-gender-specific marriage applications. What do you think this is going to do financially for the Silver State?
I think since it's going to be in so many states, it doesn't create a boon or anything else. It just creates reality. People aren't going to have to travel here to get a license because there's, 34 states now, is it, that's licensed for gay marriage? So I don't think it's not back to the days when you come here to get married or divorced.
You know, Eric, it's been interesting over the last several years. All of the major entertainment corporations based in Las Vegas have been putting on LGBT events and tours and travel. And it's big money.
It is big money, although Nevada kind of missed that boat when we did pass the Defense of Marriage Act, because it was very hard for the casinos to say, oh, come here to celebrate your honeymoon from another state. I wasn't surprised that Nevada voted the way they did all those many years ago, although in policy times it's not that long ago. I agree, it's not going to be a boom. It won't hurt. It'll be, people will come here. You can market it now without kind of this hypocrisy of, oh, come here for a happy honeymoon. Oh, by the way, we don't recognize your marriage. And so now it will be recognized. I think it reflects reality.
Howard, your thoughts?
I don't know whether it'll be a boom or a bust. I know personally it means a great deal to an awful lot of people because they'll be able to do and have confidence in what they're able to do. When someone is together for a long, long time, one of them gets ill and has absolutely no way of even going in to see their partner, that's a pretty dreadful thing. This at least will give them that kind of opportunity. And I've never understood the Defense of Marriage Act. What are they defending it against? We want to do more for it, not less. So I'm delighted that it's come the way it has. And for the youngsters today particularly, it's a major, major blessing.
And the irony is that in conventional marriage, the divorce rate is now 50%. So it says a lot. All right, so to the battle royal. You do a lot of polling with Retail Association. What can you share with us, if any, about the polling on the margins tax issue?
Well, margin tax issue has actually been polled by the committee to defeat the coalition, Peter Hart and his group. And actually, the people that hear about the margins tax and know about the issue, it is defeated resoundingly. But it's like all voters and everything. Not everybody watches Newsmakers. Not everybody reads the press. I know, shock. Not everybody reads the papers, and not everybody stays informed. When they are informed, it goes down in flames. When they just read the title that the Secretary of State put in and don't even read the opposition or the pro or the con, then it passes. But as soon as they do some research, it does not pass.
So your thoughts at this point in time of where you are?
I think it fails. Between turnout and further education is coming. The teachers are up. They have their ads. But the coalition's going to have answer ads to those. I mean, that's what we do now. That's what all politics is now it's on TV and cable and radio, and it's gone to media.
And and also massively online.
Oh, my goodness, social media is a hoot. It is so much fun to see what's happening on social media. Karen Griffin has over 1 million followers. It's like, you go, girl.
Wow, that's pretty stunning. Eric, your thoughts on where this is right now?
I said months ago that I thought it would lose. I thought by this time I would have a more solid foundation to support that early prediction. The polls numbers I've seen track with what Mary just said. Although I would add that the split of people who haven't heard about it is over 50%.
Yes,
so
it is.
There is a lot of educating to do by the anti-group, and the teachers are now up. And so it's maybe a little unfair to say that people who don't know about the issue or who know about the issue are overwhelmingly against it, because it depends on where you got your information from. I still think it goes down, I think, because of some turnout issues. I think it's going to be more of a Republican year, for example, that will trickle down ballot. But
don't tell Ross Miller that. Okay, we've got about 15 seconds, Howard.
If there was anything that showed me directly that this money would go directly to education in a certain way so that I knew where it was going, I'd be the first one there to vote for it. No, I'm sorry. There is no guarantees on anything. It's money going into a hole and may never, ever come out.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80. Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the total home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Chuck Weller and Karen Carferata Jenkins will be here to debate over their race for family court. See you on the next broadcast.